This is Dr. Singh dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H. Last name is Pasiak, P-A-S-C-I-A-K. Date of birth is 7/19/1952. Date of evaluation is 3/24/2023. HPI history, page complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression. History of present illness. This is a 70 years old male who was admitted to this facility on 3/20/23 from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Patient's chart indicates history of a urinary tract infection, obstructive sleep apnea, hypertensive heart disease, hemiplegia and hemiparesis following cerebral infarction affecting right dominant side, GERD, muscle weakness, chronic kidney disease, BPH. And COPD, patient knew that he came here 4 days ago. He talked about his history of stroke. Here he's on Lexapro 5 milligram once a day. Here patient reports that he does feel, quote, unhappy, unquote, but denied any appetite or sleep disturbance and denied any thoughts of harm to self or others. He did not know that he has been taking Lexapro and for how long. The patient hopes to go home soon. Next paragraph, he knew it's March 24th and he thought it's July 2023. He thought Bush is the president. He did not know who the governor of Michigan is and he could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. So, next paragraph, no history of psychiatric hospitalizations. We have no history of hypomanic, manic or psychotic symptoms. Next paragraph, under review of systems, general non-deported high ear, nose, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no prior outpatient. Next, prior number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, 0. Next paragraph, prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression or violence, no. Next paragraph, education, highest grade 12, current occupation, retired from General Motors. Relationship, current relationship, married, number of children, 2. Next, prior legal issues, prior history, none, no, prior incarceration, no. Next, prior medical record, lab diagnostic test review, collateral informant review, next check, chart, nursing, ADT. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, under review of history and habits, competency, medical and surgical history as reported in HPI, save that information. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental status examination, blood pressure 113/72, pulse 76, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech, clear, mood, dysphoric, thought processes, periods of confusion, associations, concrete thought content, no suicidal or homicidal ideation, perceptual disturbance, none apparent, level of consciousness alert, oriented to person, place, time impaired, memory recent impaired, patient could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes, attention, concentration impaired, language normal, fund of knowledge poor, judgment and insight impaired, sleep and appetite with a normal, Next paragraph, medications are Lexapro 5 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, under assessment and plan, vascular dementia unspecified severity with mood disturbance F0 1.53. Number two, mood disorder due to non-physiological condition with depressive features F0 6.31. Plans continue Lexapro and supportive psychotherapy. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, orders, procedures, 3 or 4. Next paragraph, supplemental administrative check, common side effects of SSRI, risk benefit statements based on findings of my assessment, previous study stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the primary risk noted above, the end of dictation.